Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I think I'm interested in this. This is just something that I'm pumped about. Now, I think if you listen to this show pretty often, you sort of know where Pony and I stand on most, like, what our favorite sports are. He's a Heisman Trophy voter. He's generally into every sport under the sun. In fact, he's probably finding a way to watch, like, the French Open right now, which I think is still going on. He's a tennis fan. We're both big basketball fans, broadly speaking. You know what I like doing? Do you see Cole Young, the kid from NA, got the game-winning kind of little tapper that guy beat out the play from third? He gets his first walk-off hit, technically goes in the books as an infield single. Very cool for him. I think I'm like still reckoning with the fact TJ McConnell's in the NBA Finals. He's 4 wins away from being an NBA champion. And the thing that is crazy about this, he is not just like along for the ride. He's not Brian Scalabrine, the end of the bench, making YouTube videos about how he can work over any punk ass who challenges him at the gym for a game of one-on-one. He is one of their 7 most important players. Like, they have a 7-man rotation, maybe an 8-man rotation. He's generally, depending on the day, going to get either the 2nd most minutes off the bench, sometimes the most, or at worst, the 3rd most bench minutes. Hit a big 3 in the decisive game, had a couple of assists, couple big rebounds. Goes in there, Donnie, and just, I don't know, man. It's for a place that where I understand it's like fashionable because some people in the media, not naming names here, and don't guess at who it is. I'm really not naming like specific names. It's just a small group of people in the media who like to tell you that everyone here hates basketball and always will. It's kind of wild to think about the fact that a kid who was he weighed as much as Craig did, our boss, when he was in high school, is not just along for the ride, is not just going to get like a ring if they win for wearing his warm-up suit on the bench and being an attaboy high-five guy. He comes off the bench and does cool stuff for the Pacers. Hits his little floaters. If they leave him open, he hits threes. Makes his slick little passes that he's been making since he was at Duquesne, really, then Arizona, really, since he was at Char Valley. Like, goes in there and is an actual problem for the opposing team. He was an issue for the Knicks. He did not have, like, an unbelievable series, but in fact, the game where he really came out of the chute hot, they ended up blowing a lead. But he's one of the best players on a team that's 4 wins away from winning a world championship. And he's from basically the neighboring district that Alex and I lived in for 5 or 6 years. That is just... We always hear about how Pittsburgh doesn't produce high school hoops talent, and it doesn't like it used to in the heyday in the 60s or 70s when there was a lot more of it. Even the 80s, you could probably make an argument if I went back and looked. I just think it's very cool in a sport we usually don't associate with this city, specifically at the pro level, to see somebody like my local pride. Not that I wouldn't be watching anyway, Donnie, but I do wonder for people out there if like the local pride factor takes over and you tune into this because, hey, it's not just that TJ McConnell's playing. Like TJ McConnell's going to be getting 18 to 20 minutes a night in the NBA Finals.
Yeah, I mean, it absolutely gives people a reason to either watch, even if it's just a game of the NBA Finals, or at least have a rooting interest if they are basketball fans but don't know which way to lean on either team here, because they're both kind of neutral teams, I would say. It's not like one of the, you know, the more polarizing matchups of brands.
Oh, David Stern's rolling over in his grave
Indiana
that this
and
isn't
Oklahoma
a big,
City.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My God, is Stern mad.
But, I mean, think about if you were somebody that played with, played against, even knew one of the many relatives of TJ McConnell, and maybe they had a connection to your basketball career. Maybe you just went to school with him. Maybe you're somebody who went to Char Valley
with
TJ
McConnell.
There are
kids who could say, like, oh, yeah, TJ worked me over for 30 points. There's somebody listening to this show, chances are, who got, like, abused by McConnell on a high school basketball court.
I mean, that would give me plenty of reason to watch. Like, hey, I want to see this guy at the highest level of the game. He has a chance to win a championship
and be like a real contributor. So he was six,
right, like he's not going to be out on the floor for 3 minutes.
He was top 10 last year. He was seventh in the league for sixth man of the year. That's a big award. Like, that award actually matters. He was 11th several years back. He's just one of their better bench players. He comes in, he gives them 18 a night, basically minutes wise. He gets 9, 4 and about 2.5 boards a night. Like, that's not bad work. You throw in the fact that he gets about a steal per game. That is a useful NBA player on a team that has a star point guard. Like, the fact that they can rely on him to come in and give them a quarter and a half of work, I feel like, you know, it's just cool, man. I'm already getting killed in the YouTube comments. He's never been an issue at one day in his life in the NBA. I don't know. A guy comes off the bench and you can't stop him in a game here or there. Like, I'm not saying he's the reincarnation of Magic Johnson out there, Bob Cousy. And Cousy was doing it against plumbers and bricklayers, Donnie. Let's not forget.
Yeah.
But a guy coming in. No, I'm kidding about that, by the way. Don't yell at me, listeners. Kidding about the Cousy thing. Kind of. You go in, you get 9 or 10 a game, you get a handful of assists. That's like filling up an NBA stat sheet in a useful way. I just think about like my basketball experience here. I think the highlight of my life in basketball, as far as like where did the person end up playing, was getting dunked on violently by a guy who ended up averaging 2 points per game at Boston University. Not great. But this will have me like, I would watch this series anyway. I've got to imagine there's a curiosity factor for people out there too. Like, if you don't pick up the NBA and watch it at all, but you're dimly aware of the fact that, wait, a kid from Chartiers Valley who's 6 foot nothing basically goes in and gets a lot of minutes for a team that could win it all. I would imagine that's got to like kick some people into, okay, I'm going to watch and see what he's all about. Shooting his little like extended hang floater jumpers here. Like, he's just plays a very interesting style for them.
I mean, he plays the glue guy role, and he fills and checks every single box that you would expect that player to do. So even if he doesn't score 25 points a night, he's seemingly always around the basketball all over the floor. He's going to be one of the main defenders. I mean, he was an elite college defender, and he's still a pretty damn good one in the NBA. So, like, no matter what, he's going to be around the basketball anytime he's on the floor.
He's, in these playoffs, he's only averaging, I was surprised to see this, he averaged almost 12 a game in last year's playoffs, 12 and 5 assists and then 3 boards. He's averaging a touch under his season scoring average, but, like, I think I've had, like, a weird thing where I haven't seen every one of their playoff games this year. Every time I've turned on the game and he's been in, generally he's been doing good things. Like, him coming off in game 3, I think it was, and just having, I think, 10 or 12 in the first quarter. And also, because he's like the little guy out there, he's not going to dunk on anybody. When he gets it going in front of the home fans, it's very funny. They all get like ultra fired up because there's definitely a vibe of, oh, you're letting this guy clown you now. He came off the bench for Halliburton, and you're just letting him clown you a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, Halliburton is obviously their star, but I would almost guarantee that the fan favorite in Indiana is TJ McConnell.
Well, it's not just that. That can have a negative connotation where it's like the try-hard guy. The teammates there love him. If you ever read anything about him, they love him on that team because, like, it's just like perfect teammate kind of situation. Like, does all the right things, does all the little things. If you're Halliburton, you've got to feel like he helps you out because you don't have to go and play like 38 hard minutes a night necessarily. You can get like a decent amount of rest because the guy coming in for you is a competent basketball player. So I'm pumped to watch him. I think it's just kind of surreal to see a guy who's in his early 30s now playing the most meaningful basketball of his career and, generally speaking, like making a real accounting of himself for it. I'm pumped. It is, I guess, say this about it. There is a non-zero chance that TJ McConnell could become an NBA champion in part because of a major play or plays or shot hit by TJ McConnell in one of those finals games. For the record, I am not picking them. I think Oklahoma City is kind of a wagon, but it's not out of the realm of possibility that he hits a big shot at a big time and they end up winning the NBA title in part because of real tangible efforts from that guy. So I think I'll be watching. I do wonder if people out there are going to end up doing the same.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.